Oh, okay. You're going home now?
No, I'm going to Catherine to see.
Okay. You've been to church today?
Yes.
Beautiful, lovely earrings. So see now, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, communicating.
Yeah. And what's wrong with that? You know, like you said, oh, because someone was talking to you before, when, yeah. What's the point?
Yeah.
But what's not the point?
It's good sometimes to go on your meet and have a chat, just yeah. Like digest a little bit.
Yeah, but it's also
some
fun.
Some people really need it. They don't have it. Just meet somebody and have a chat, but they don't have it.
Yeah, yeah. It takes away a lot of, talk. You feel free.
Well, I think as well for a man to just talk to a woman in the street as well, it's a bit, you know what we're like, oh, I don't want to. But you know, but because we're all talking, we can introduce you, then there's no fear in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not threatening. He's not trying to chat you up.
Yes, indeed. Yes. It's really nice.
It's like, sometimes when somebody want to talk to people, you think
There's a motive.
There's a motive to, and really, actually, maybe the person is just a genuine nice person.
Take care, like darling. Bye.
Okay,
nice to
nice
meet
day.
You.
All right.
We're going to wave at you, so make sure you look.
Okay.
What did she say?
She did make a point, whereby, and I believe you also contributed to the point whereby, a guy is a woman, then sometimes you just feel like to just have a chat high, But they might think, like you said, they might be motive to, but generally, they might not just be motive to. Even sometimes, you might just look at the next person, next guy, and just give him the head nod, just to say, you're right, You've never met before.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the chemistry, and also custom to these days. Everybody just keep to themselves, and...
But just getting back to that point as well, you can nod your head at another man and go, you try nodding your head at a woman, she's going to go, what does he want?
Of course, indeed. Yeah,
stop looking at me, pervert.
But this is a good way, at least, to kind of semi-break their ice,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, talking to this lady, we were just saying, really, because you two have just met now, but you wouldn't speak to him if you were just on your own.
No.
And if he tried to say hello to you, you would probably think, what does he want?
Maybe there's a motive, he doesn't want my handbag or something.
Say hello and then just turn my
head. Ah.
I would ask.
She said she would just say hello, turn her head away.
Yes.
Yeah, at least she even responded. There are some that will not actually respond.
I'm not interested in whatever she says. Because I don't know what he's going to
do. Of course, yeah.
That's exactly what we're saying.
My man will be going there maybe.
For other people, being a stranger, but I think it's good what you're doing. It gets people to talk and to trust each other more.
Yeah.
And not be so lonely, because obviously, when you isolate yourself, you're lonely and you're not doing anybody else but yourself. The way I've spoken, the way she's spoken, I feel you feel more better just sitting down there, and she's more safer to not be. The next person do care about me, Well, obviously, it's a tough world these days.
Well, that's right. But also, it's like connecting strangers and talking.
Yeah.
Because you're not a stranger anymore.
No,
she's not. Last time I see him anyway. Oh, hi.
Hi, yeah.
Do you remember me? Oh, we met at the bus stop.
We met at the bus stop. To me.
Exactly.
It's brilliant.
But no, you're just saying that mainly a man, if he tries to say hello to a woman at a bus stop, we're going to go, we'll see one.
Yeah.
But because we can break the ice, they can talk.
Yeah. It's quite nice, Yeah. Indeed.
Yeah.